The fellow once branded Mr. Irrelevant after being picked last in the 2009 NFL Draft is now a big reason why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing in Super Bowl 55. Place kicker Ryan Succop was signed just before the start of the season after 5 years in Kansas City and 6 years in Tennessee. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us at the all-new WWIB.com for any information you need, and you can give right there quickly, safely, and securely to keep the show on the air. Ryan set the single-season team record this year for points down in Tampa, and he's back from Florida today on Sports and Commentary. So you had knee surgery at Tennessee, what was it, 2019, missed most of the season, just a handful of games for you. Did you consider at that time just hanging it up, just retiring?
I was coming off my 11th season, and I felt incredibly blessed to have played for that long. And anytime that you go through some adversity, I think sometimes the enemy wants to attack and make you feel like, oh, maybe you can't do this anymore, or maybe you're inadequate, or whatever the case may be. And so I think the enemy was kind of giving me some of those thoughts from time to time. My wife and I were praying about the situation, and the God just made it clear, as I started to heal, as my body started to feel better over the spring and was training again and feeling good, the Lord made it clear that he still wanted me to play football. And so that was pretty cool to kind of see him work through all that. And, it's like I mentioned, sometimes the enemy wants to make you think you can't do it. And then God's sitting there going, just trust me. And, that's really what's happened this year is just, it's been amazing to sit back and just see God work. And, coming off of maybe one of the best seasons I've ever had after something like last year is just really special because I just see God's hand all over it.
Yeah, that is great. And I think we could all use, Ryan, coming off the kind of year we had, that statement you made, just trust me. I know I could. Well, your wife and kids remained back in Nashville when you signed down to Tampa. Talk to me about how tough that's been to be separated from your family.
That's been a challenge. My kids had already started; they'd already gone back to school by the time I signed down here. My son was, playing on his T-ball team. They kind of had everything in place, and so it didn't really make sense to up and move for just 4 months. We've been apart, and that's been difficult. My wife has been incredible. This is actually amazing. I signed down here, I think maybe August 30th or September 1st, somewhere right around there, and the week before the first game, we had that weekend off, and I just found out I'd made the team. So my wife came down. She was helping me to find a place to live, and she came down, and she pulled out a card that my son had drawn for me, and it was – my 5-year-old had, kind of drawn a picture of me kicking a field goal on the back of it, and, said, "We miss you, Dad. We love you." And he drew me, he drew Mom, he drew himself and his little sister. And then there was a third little baby in there that he had drawn, that was drawn on a card. And I looked at my wife and I was like, "What? Did he draw his friend? Like, who is this?" And I kind of looked at my wife and she had a little tear in her eye. And that's how I found out that we had a third baby on the way. And so it was amazing to find that out. And I learned that, within 3 or 4 days after signing down here. So pretty amazing God's timing in that. He knew I was going to be here, and he allowed us to – to get pregnant when we did. And so my wife has been, the point of me telling you that story is that my wife has been at home with two kids pregnant all season. And so it's really just a testament to her. She's been unbelievable to allow this to happen and allow me to be down here. And it definitely had its challenges, but I think we've both probably grown a lot through that. And it's certainly made us rely on the Lord even more than we probably already did.
Man, what a great story. Well, you were the last guy picked in the NFL draft in 2009, the so-called Mr. Irrelevant. And I remember having you on the show just after you were picked out of South Carolina. Could you have imagined, Ryan, that you'd still be kicking in the NFL at age 34?
No. And that just goes back to one of those things. I think the average career in the NFL is about 3 years. And even for a place kicker, I think it's maybe about 4 years. So it's, the NFL is not for long, what we say. And I never would have imagined I'd be doing this. But once again, I think we kind of limit ourselves, and God's sitting there going, hey, just trust me, I got you. And he seems to do immeasurably more than we could ever imagine. And I think that's been the case with my career. And it's just been something that has really strengthened my faith over time. And it's been amazing to kind of be along for the ride.
Mm-hmm. So Super Bowl coming up, and you'll play your old team, the team that drafted you, Mr. Irrelevant, Kansas City. How about that?
Yeah, obviously, that'll be neat to get to play against Kansas City. I still know, quite a few guys over there, a few players and some coaches and some staff. There's a lot of great people in Kansas City. I was really blessed to spend 5 years there. It's a great organization, and they obviously have a great team. They've been really good for a long time, so credit to them. It'll be a great challenge for us, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Ryan Suckup, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers place kicker on Sports and Commentary today. And I want to unpack your story of following Jesus. Just find out what God's been doing in your life lately, Ryan. So let's save that for our next Sports and Commentary show. Until then, have a great day, all right?
Yep, you do the same.